When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeart Radio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, it's John Cobell Show on Demand. And you can listen to what you missed on the podcast. There's always been a lot of outright lies on how much the illegal alien issue costs us. And there's always been claims that illegal alien households are not eligible for welfare and do not get any welfare. Well, the Center for Immigration Studies found out that really is not true. They did a 2022 analysis and found that 59% of illegal alien households get at least benefits from one major welfare program. And 52% of legal immigrants get benefits as well. So how could this be? The rate of households headed by U.S.-born people. I'm not going to get into all the details on this. We'll do some more details later, but we'll stick with the main thing. 59% of illegal alien households, they get some kind of welfare benefits. Let's get Stephen Camerata on from the Center for Immigration Studies. Stephen, welcome again. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Explain this, because I've heard it many times that illegal immigrant households do not get welfare benefits. So what specific benefits are we talking about?
Yeah, so the benefits we're looking at here are the cash benefits like the EITC or SSI or what's called TANF, or the food programs like WIC and SNAP, which is food stamps, and free school lunch and breakfast. We also looked at Medicaid and public and subsidized housing. Now, the short answer is, how do illegal immigrants, if that's your main concern or main issue, is mainly, not entirely, on behalf of U.S.-born children. 90% of all children in illegal households are U.S.-born. And so that gives it. In addition to that, states like California, actually, and I can give you some California numbers, California is big enough to break out separately. States like California actually do offer benefits to illegal immigrants, to some illegal immigrants, from Medicaid and things like that. And so illegal immigrants get benefits directly because they're eligible for some things, like free school lunch and the WIC program, Women, Infants, and Children Nutrition Program. It's a lot like food stamps. So they are just directly eligible for that. And secondly, they get the programs because they get them on behalf of their children, or the other way they get it in some states, and California is one of them, just give benefits to illegals on their own. So that's why. So in California, you get a very high percentage too. We get 64%, we estimate, use one of the major welfare programs in California. But California is a state with very generous welfare programs generally. So it's not so surprising that the illegal immigrants use somewhat more in California than they do in the country as a whole.
And their benefits have expanded in recent years in California.
That's right. California has continually moved to try to allow people in the country without authorization to access more and more programs.
And they wonder why we have a $68 billion deficit this year.
Right. So let me explain something. The reason why it's problematic is not just the direct fiscal cost. It's that people who use welfare programs, and let's just say it's very high in California just as a general proposition. So the rate for the U.S. born is 41%. The rate for all immigrant households is 60%. And that's very similar to the 64% for illegal immigrants because the rate for legal immigrants is very high. So when you put legal and illegal together, and that's how they're identified in the data, and we have to try to break it out, the rates are high across the board. And the reason that's problematic is people who get these programs generally don't pay much in taxes. So they not only get the benefits, but they don't pay much in taxes, even if they're paid on the books.
What your research shows is a lot of them are working. 83% of immigrant households have someone working. 94% of illegal alien households have at least one worker. That's way more percentage-wise than legal households, U.S.-born households. So they're working, but they don't make very much money, or they're working off the books. And so they don't produce very much in tax revenue.
Right. Very briefly, if you were living in California and you have a couple, let's say the husband's working part-time and the wife is working full-time or vice versa, and they make $40,000 a year and just have two kids, they can live in public housing. They can get Medicaid. They can get food stamps. They can get WIC. They can get free school lunch. If they have a disabled child or some other issues, they could get the SSI, the Supplemental Security Income. They could also get what's called the Earned Income Tax Credit. That's where you don't pay any federal income tax, and they give you a check. In the case of a family of four making $40,000 a year, they would check for about $4,100 from taxpayers. Again, they wouldn't pay any taxes, and they would get that. So the point here is that work and welfare go together. So what's happening is the employers are advocating this. They want access to the labor, but the taxpayer is paying, in effect, the salary of the worker who makes a very low wage.
Well, this is why we've always had both parties support illegal immigration. And the Republican reason has often been is their constituency, business owners, business industries, want the cheap labor, and And so we have to make up the low salary by offering them a wide array of welfare benefits.
Right. I mean, that's really what's happening. So you say, look, the person's working hard. Why? How can this be a problem for me? Because in modern America, with its well-developed welfare state, that folks are still able to access a lot, even if they work. So the bottom line is, the illegal immigration, yes, it's illegal. That's a problem on many levels. But the welfare and social costs are not due to the fact that the illegal immigrants are lazy. It's not because they all came to get welfare, though a very large fraction in California, we're estimating, 64%.
That's the key statistic for one of them for me is 90% of illegal immigrant households have a U.S.-born child. So coming here and then having your child can bring in some good welfare money.
Absolutely, and that's important because what it means is first to try to bar illegal immigrants from using programs, not just because of the politics of California, but just in general, are going to be very limited. Besides, we're not going to deny immigrants access to things like the Women, Infants, and Children's program that gives out nutrition to low-income women with young children. Just say the name of the program. So anybody who says, look, the immigrants can come, but can't use these welfare programs, let's stop that. No, that is not possible. Either you enforce the law and have a smaller illegal immigrant population, even if you can't eliminate it, or you just accept the cost. There's no middle ground. You can't fix the problem if you say they can come, but we're never going to let them use. But given their incomes, and their incomes, by the way, generally reflect their educational attainment.
Yeah. Poor people. They're unskilled. They don't have a lot of education. They're going to get low-paying jobs, a lot of jobs off the books. They'll show up every day, and they will work hard, but it blows a big hole in the budget. Do you have any numbers on how many billions of dollars it costs in California to supply all the immigrants their welfare benefits?
Remember, most of these benefits, not all, especially when California chooses to do it itself and pay with money, those benefits are being paid for by taxpayers. SSI, TANF, WIC, SNAP, most programs are most all federally funded. So the vast majority of the costs are borne by federal taxpayer, of which the people of California are included. When California decides to fund things itself, which it does do on its own, then, you know, those costs are likely, but it's not huge. Those costs may total, several hundred million or $1 billion for the specific costs. And then California gets hit with the cost of administering these programs, because a lot of times states and counties administer welfare programs.
Well,
but the bottom line is it's really the federal, these programs. Where California gets hit a lot of times is to take care of uninsured people and public schools.
Yeah.
That's where illegal immigrants create, many tens of billions of dollars.
Well, when you went through the list of programs, there's a lot of acronyms there. There's a long list of programs. All right. Stephen, we've got to run. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So at least people know just how widespread this is. There's a lot of lies and propaganda whatever passes for the media that they shovel out. 59% of illegal households, 52% of legal immigrant households get some form of welfare benefits. And most of the immigrants are working, but they're not paid very much. And this is the evil of the business corporations is that they push for lenient immigration laws. They bribe the Republicans to look the other way on lenient immigration laws, knowing that we, the taxpayer, is going to subsidize their cheap salaries and lack of health care benefits. All right. I was Stephen Camarada from the Center for Immigration Studies. We come back at Eagle Pass, which is overrun with immigration right now. Texas Border Patrol agents, the Border Patrol agents in Texas are numbered 200 to 1 by the migrants. We'll get into those details next on the John Cobalt Show.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
You've probably heard, we just had Stephen Camarada on from the Center for Immigration Studies. And don't let them lie to you, because they're always lying. Regardless of what you think about immigration, 59% of illegal alien households are getting some kind of welfare benefits. And 90% of them have U.S.-born children, and that's how they get a good deal of money. 52% of legal immigrants are getting benefits, and they are working. 94% of illegal alien households are headed by someone that has a job. 83% of all immigrant households. So they are working, but they're paid garbage, and that's why the businesses lobby for a lenient immigration. It's because they know the taxpayer will pick up the cost of their food and housing and Medicaid, their medicine. And right now we're getting up to 15,000 illegal immigrants a day, which is an extraordinary number. We've had at least 3 million since the start of the Biden administration. The latest story is that the Texas Border Patrol agents are outnumbered 200 to 1 by illegal migrants, 200 to 1. Yet, that notorious liar, Corinne Jean-Pierre, said this today at a press briefing at the White House.
And what we're seeing here at the border, the migration flow, increased migration flow, certainly it ebbs and flows. And we're at a time of the year where we're seeing more at the border. And it's not unusual. This is an immigration system that has been broken for decades. And the president has taken this very seriously to try to do more.
She is shameless. Absolutely shameless. When are the reporters going to run up, pick her up in the air, and carry her out? I honestly, she's the most shameless liar. She's up there. Do you remember during the Iraq War, Baghdad Bob? who used to lie for Saddam Hussein about what was happening in the war, while you could see the war going on behind him. It was comical. They did comedy sketches about this guy 20 years ago. And this is the modern version of Baghdad Bob, Corinne Jean-Pierre. She just utters absolute nonsense and is rarely challenged by any of those doofus, progressive, whack job reporters. What a weird ritual they go through every day. Well, here's the story about the Border Patrol agents in Eagle Pass, Texas. Just, you know, let's just deal with the truth. Let's argue about the truth. Not all the fiction and fantasy that they're fed, that they feed to us. Border protection, they're outnumbered 200 to 1. This one station, Eagle Pass, Texas, processed 4,500 migrants on Tuesday into their facility. There were already 5,300 people being held inside. So you have almost 10,000 people. It's at 260% capacity. So Border Patrol checkpoints across Texas have been forced to close. They need to divert manpower to Eagle Pass because there's so many thousands. So now those checkpoints, those communities have no patrol. So drug smugglers, human smugglers can operate without any impediments, which is what the drug cartel is doing on purpose. This is by design. You flood the zone at Eagle Pass. You paralyze that particular processing center. The U.S. has to transfer Border Patrol agents from other posts, and now you could ram through enormous numbers of drugs, you know, young smuggled girls who are going to be sold into prostitution. Every single checkpoint is closed. Every Border Patrol agent is in Eagle Pass, according to a Texas congressman, Tony Gonzalez. They're not in the field stopping bad actors and nefarious goods coming over. It's dangerous. Everybody is overwhelmed. They are flying in Border Patrol personnel from around the United States to help. Congressman Gonzalez said he met a guy from Buffalo, another one from New Jersey. And he's the one who said that the Border Patrol agents are outnumbered by 200 to 1. These are new all-time daily records. Every day there's a new record, and it's gone from 10,000 to 12,000 to 15,000 just this week. The federal government has closed two major rail passes from Mexico into the United States, which carry about a third of the rail traffic into this country. And they're shut down, which is going to cause supply chain disruptions. There's all kinds of products and food on these trains that are not getting to their destinations. Gonzalez says the process is completely broken. And they're getting in by downloading the CBP1 app while they're in Mexico. They're pre-registering, so they don't get counted as illegal. It's a complete scam. They have reported over 300,000 migrants each month. August, September, October, November, December are going to be even higher. As of November, the backlog for migrant immigration hearings topped 3 million, up from 2 million just a year ago. Coming up, good news for Steve Garvey running for Senate on the John Cobalt Show.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio 1 till 4 after 4 o'clock. John Cobalt on demand, the podcast. This was good news. Steve Garvey is doing better in the polling to be a senator. Steve Garvey is going to be in the March primary. He's going up against three major Democrats. He hasn't campaigned much publicly. He's been on our show a couple of times. And I think in general, a lot of the candidates are going to go full bore after the 1st of January, because it's pretty clear people don't pay much attention and you're just wasting your time and money. But here's the new poll. This is from Morning Consult and the website Politico. Adam Schiff is at the top of the charts. We'll talk more about him in a minute. And he's got 28% of the vote. But Steve Garvey is second place now with 19%. And this is a top two race. The top two finishers go on to November and the runoff. There's two other major Democrats running. And it's Katie Porter. She's famous for dumping a pot of mashed potatoes on her ex-husband's head during a fight. And then Barbara Lee, who's a left-wing nut, I think, from the Oakland area. So it's Schiff with 28. And this poll includes likely voters and those who are undecided but leaning. All right, so I don't know how much hocus pocus was done to massage the numbers. Garvey is second place with 19%. Katie Porter, Mrs. Potato Head, is 17%. And then Barbara Lee, the nut, is 14%. There are two other Republicans, James Bradley and Eric Early. They're at 7. And then former Channel 11 and Channel 5 reporter anchor Christina Pescucci. She's at 4%. She's listed as a Democrat as well. So Garvey got a big bump up from previous polls. Schiff gets a majority of men. Now, he is that beady-eyed balding guy who coughed up all these absurd lies and stories about Trump and the Russians. I don't care if you hate Trump. What Schiff said were just flat-out lies. And he's like a cartoon character. He's got these little beady eyes. It looks like he sweats a lot. Balding head. And he's just an unpleasant character. And I've seen him interviewed on television. And he just makes stuff up. I think he's like clinical. I think there's a mental disorder there. That's just me. But he's got 54% of the male vote. Why would men vote for a guy like him? He's a weasel. Usually guys don't like weasels. He's a weasel. He's almost like the physical embodiment of a weasel. And nothing he says is true. Nothing. How do men vote for Adam Schiff and not Steve Garvey? A baseball hero. For goodness sakes, a baseball, the Dodgers World Championship. And he's a smart guy. We've had him on the show. And he's very level-headed, easygoing, normal. I don't understand why you would want a blithering fool like Adam Schiff. I don't know how he got elected. He got elected 12 times in the Burbank area. I just don't understand it. So he gets 54% of male Democrats in the poll. And there actually isn't much difference between the three Democrats. It's really going to come down to likability. Except for the Israeli war. I think Barbara Lee is definitely a pro-terrorist candidate when it comes to that. Another funny story coming out of Mexico. I'm going to do the Mexico story next. I wanted to talk about this funny story out of the LA Times about retired cops and firefighters who are fleeing California and going to Idaho. And part of the reason they're fleeing California is because of the left-wing politics. Well, they get to Idaho, and the Idaho people consider these cops and firemen left-wing. They went to Eagle, Idaho, and there's a lot of anti-California bias against California migrants to these states because they think even the Republicans are too left-wing. These guys show up with big pensions, and they come with their six-figure pensions, and to the old Idaho guard that's been native for decades, these are socialists. One mayor of Eagle Pass, Jason Pierce, said it's ludicrous that these cops and firefighters with these big pensions, it's ludicrous that they call themselves Republicans. You find a lot of Californians who move here and they don't realize how much liberal baggage they're bringing with them. And the thing is, the California pension money, that's good money to keep an economy going in Eagle Run. And it, it increases the cost of housing as well. Tens of thousands of government workers have left California. 90,000 members of CalPERS, that's the public employee retirement system, 90,000 get their pension payments outside the state. $3.6 billion the state sends out to these retirees. Not only California state employees, LA County, City of Los Angeles, the top out-of-state destinations, low-tax places like Lake, the Nevada side of Lake Tahoe, the desert suburbs of Reno, Lake Havasu, Arizona. But the number one zip code is Eagle, Idaho. 30,000 people. That's the size of the suburb. It's hundreds of miles from California. And they come rolling in over the last few years. And the mayor says he's contacted constantly by newly arrived Californians. If they see garbage in the street, they ask why the town doesn't hire more maintenance workers. And he says, pick it up yourself. You want your taxes to go up? You want more government? See, they're so hardcore in these small Idaho towns, they consider garbage removal to be your responsibility. First of all, don't dump the garbage. Second of all, if you see the garbage, pick it up yourself. But they don't want to hire maintenance workers. Here in LA, nobody picks up the garbage, but we still pay billions for the sanitation department. He finds it hard to understand how retired police and firefighters can consider themselves conservatives. They want to give the same kind of benefits to officers and state employees here. And our reaction is, wait a minute, you literally created a huge deficit in California, and now you want to do the same thing here in Idaho. So these conservative cops and firemen take their pensions to Idaho, and they're called a bunch of crazy California liberals. More coming up on the John Cobalt Show.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Of course, later after 4, you can hear the John Cobalt Show podcast on the iHeart app. You might want to listen to the beginning of this particular hour, the 3 p.m. hour, because we talked with Stephen Camerata from the Center for Immigration Studies, and he told about the huge percentage of illegal alien households and legal immigrant households, both illegal and legal, who are getting big welfare benefits. 59% of illegal alien households are getting welfare benefits, and 52% of legal immigrant households. It's costing a lot of money. He went through the list of programs. It's mind-boggling how many different programs they're accessing. And we also played a clip of Karine Jean-Pierre, the president's chief liar and spokesoul. Play that clip again, because I want to compare it to what another spokesoul is saying. Yeah, because while we were talking with Stephen Camerata, a story came out on the Daily Mail that looks like Biden is finally in panic mode about the border. I don't know what sent him over the edge, but he's holding urgent phone conversations with the Mexican President Obrador. Play this clip from Karine Jean-Pierre.
And what we're seeing here at the border, the migration flow, increased migration flow, certainly it ebbs and flows. And we're at a time of the year where we're seeing more at the border. And it's not unusual. This is an immigration system that has been broken for decades. And the president has taken this very seriously to try to do more. And what we're seeing.
Stop. Well, another spokesperson for Biden is John Kirby. He usually speaks on national security, but this is a national security issue, too. And Kirby said, there's probably more we can be doing. He finally admitted. He said the opposite of Karine Jean-Pierre. They're not doing everything they can. He's admitted we got to do more. Now, Biden is suddenly having urgent phone calls because in the last few days, all the facilities along the southern border in Texas are completely overwhelmed. They're out. The Border Patrol agents are outnumbered 200 to 1. They closed. Our government closed two major rail lines, rail passes. How can we have the United States having to close major rail lines into our country with all the goods and food aboard because we have totally botched the border? That is massively incompetent. To lose control of the border so badly that you have to shut the rail passages, they've been shut all week. Now there's trains backed up in Mexico that's supposed to bring goods and food into the country. Now Biden is sending some of his top administration officials to meet the Mexican president to come up with a way to deal with the issue, including the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken. So suddenly it's an urgent, overwhelming problem here over the holidays, because they let this go to hell. Also, funding for Ukraine and Israel is tied up because the Republicans are demanding changes at the border, and they're not going to vote for aid to Ukraine and Israel until they get their changes. We got Chris Merrill coming in for Conway.
Yes, we do. We're going to go over the river and through the woods to get ourselves some neutered toys. And we'll wade through the storm water on the way back in order to take in the summer solstice, the winter solstice, as it were. Big show.
That's right. 7:27 tonight. Winter starts. Shortest day of the year. We got Heather Brooker live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.